meets me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
And on the Father's Day edition of Abandoned Manitoba, we welcome once again from the Manitoba Historical Society, local historian and father, Gordon Goldsborough. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Bruce. Yes, indeed. Two kids.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the clue that you left us with last week.
I said that we're going to visit today an abandoned site near the village of Rose Isle that relates to the history of Anabaptism in Manitoba.
Okay, so for those unfamiliar, tell us, what is Anabaptism?
It's a form of Christianity whose adherents are baptized later in life rather than as infants. There are several branches of Anabaptism, the most common one here in Manitoba at least, being, of course, the Mennonites. But there are also ones who adhere to what we might say as older ways of living. There are, for example, the Old Order Mennonites living in the vicinity of Gladstone, and the subject of today's discussion are the Hutterites. Well, they dress conservatively. They believe, maybe most notably, in communal ownership of all property, which includes living in communal colonies or Bruderhofs of up to about 200 people. According to the 2016 census, there are about 35,000 Hutterites in Canada, most of whom live in either Manitoba, Saskatchewan, or Alberta.
Yeah, right here in the prairies. So when did Hutterites arrive in Manitoba?
Well, it's widely believed that the first group of Hutterites came here from South Dakota in November of 1918 after suffering persecution in the U.S. for their pacifist beliefs during the First World War. They bought farmland around the village of Bernard, west of Winnipeg, that was named for the MLA and Senator M.A. Bernard, and they established the first six Hutterite colonies here in Manitoba. They are named Bonhomme, Huron, James Valley, Maxwell, Milltown, and Rosedale. In fact, all of them were Schmiedelite.
Schmiedelite. What's Schmiedelite?
Well, there are three main branches within the Hutterian faith. The founder of the Schmiedelite branch was a blacksmith, or Schmied in German, named Michael Waldner. The other two branches in Canada are Dariuslite and Larerlite, but they're found almost entirely in Alberta and Saskatchewan. Now, my friend, Dr. John Lair, a retired historical geographer at the University of Winnipeg, tells me there's actually a largely unknown dimension to this story, though. The first Hutterites in Manitoba actually arrived 20 years earlier than the widely accepted date of 1918, but the details are a little fuzzy.
They're fuzzy for you. How did you not get to the bottom of this? Why are they fuzzy?
Well, because the early group of Hutterites did not stay. They're not here today. Dr. Lair told me that a group of about 30 Dariuslite Hutterites from South Dakota came to Canada in 1898. They were worried about being conscripted for military service by the American government during the Spanish-American War. They established Canada's first colony on two sections of land east of Dominion City. They built a grist mill to mill grain into flour for themselves and also as a commercial enterprise for other farmers in the region. And by all accounts, that grist mill thrived. Because the milling process took time, the Hutterites even went so far as to provide accommodation for the non-Hutterite farmers who were waiting to have their grain milled. This, I'm told, resulted in a loss of business for the merchants at Dominion City, who apparently directed their anger at the Hutterites. So facing persecution here, the Hutterites sold their land and returned to the United States in 1905. The mill was taken over by a local resident, and I'm told it was later destroyed by fire. Hmm. And according to Dr. Lair, there are no residual signs of this early colony. But, you know, I'd really be interested in hearing from any of our listeners who may know otherwise. Maybe there are a few remnants of that first Hutterite colony here in Canada.
Well, you said in your clue that the site that we're talking about is near Rose Isle, but that's not near this former Hutterite colony.
True. We're not talking about this early Dariuslite colony near Dominion City, but another Schmiedelite colony that is located southwest of Rose Isle. According to the Anabaptist Mennonite Encyclopedia, this colony was founded in 1929 as a daughter of the Thorndale colony, which in turn was founded in 1924 as a daughter of the Huron colony, which was one of the original six founded near Barnard.
What is a daughter colony?
Well, when the population of a Hutterite colony grows to a certain size, usually it's in the range of about 100 to maybe as many as 200 people, it divides to form two colonies. All of the assets of the parent colony are divided, and some of its members start the new colony, sometimes located near the parent, but you know, sometimes at a considerable distance. Unfortunately, though, the Rose Isle colony did not thrive, and according to the encyclopedia, it ceased to exist in 1936.
What happened to it?
Well, Dr. Lair tells me that members of the Rose Isle Hutterite colony experienced three consecutive years of crop failure, and for whatever reason, the local banks would not advance them any money to buy food or seed grain. So facing starvation, they returned to South Dakota and they established what was called the Jamesville colony, and it's still thriving today.
Well, is there anything left at the Rose Isle site?
Yes, indeed. You know, for all of the abandoned sites that we talk about in this series, I insist that there must be some remaining sign of the existence of whatever we're talking about. In the case of the Rose Isle Hutterite colony, that is a cemetery where deceased members were buried. Hmm. Now, Dr. Lair, who gave me all the information about this, did not know exactly where the cemetery was located. So about a month ago, I went in search of it. It turned out to be fairly easy to find. It was a short distance off the road in a nicely treed site overlooking the valley of a small creek. Someone has clearly been maintaining that cemetery because the grass was neatly mowed. There was a metal wire surrounding the graves to mark the boundaries of the cemetery. And it contains six graves, each of them marked with a small concrete tablet that provided quite a bit of useful information.
Oh, like what?
Well, each stone states the name of the person. It gives their full birth date and full death date. The cemetery contains three males and three females. They range in age from 5 years old to 79. And there were just three surnames, Glanzer, Waldner, and Wirtz. One of them was identified as a reverend, and that suggested to me that he may have been the leader of the Rose Isle Hutterite colony. But there's a couple of details about these grave markers that kind of confuse me.
What are they?
Well, three of the deaths occurred in late 1936 or in 1937 or 1938, supposedly after the colony had already relocated back to South Dakota. The only explanation I can offer is that perhaps they were buried here after they died in the U.S. because they wished to be buried near family members. Mm-hmm. A second confusing detail is that the grave markers all look very similar in style and size, and they simply don't look old enough to date to the 1930s, suggesting that they were put here more recently, but who knows who put them there. So again, if any of our listeners know any details about, you know, how these markers came to be, you know, who's maintaining this abandoned Hutterite cemetery, I'd love to hear about it.
A very interesting look at the Hutterites in Manitoba, Gordon. Thank you for that. What's up for next week?
We're going to talk about the tragic story of George Atkinson and his wandering collection that was, well, really for the birds.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. Thanks for joining us this morning, Gordon.
Talk next week. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.